Hello, everyone. You just tuned in to Set for Success with your host, Richard Lanham. But let's figure this out right now. You knew that already. You heard the opening. You know the show start the beginning. And you know what we're going to do. We're going to continue our journey. We're going to help you create a roadmap to change your business, career, or life. And we're going to do this through what? Chatting at one person at a time. So we uncover people's lives, their business, their journey, their successes to help you create the success that you deserve. And you do deserve to be successful. I always like to tell you to say this. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror right now or in your phone or whatever way you do it and say, I deserve to be successful. You do. And maybe you are successful. Yes, you are successful, not maybe. So listen, if you tune into the show, you know I like to start the show off with a quote. So I always like to say it's the Set for Success quote time. Gong here. As people develop and grow, they search out challenges suitable to their current situation. Some never outgrow video games. But those who seek the highest level of mental stimulation move to activities such as bridge. And that's a quote from Michael Lawrence. Now, Michael Stephen Lawrence is an American bridge player, teacher, therapist, and prolific writer. Lawrence was born in San Francisco and started playing bridge while he was a chemistry student at the University of California. As a result of some inflicted hand wound, injury per se, he had to postpone his final exam and started playing bridge as a pastime. Bridge became his major interest and he devoted his subsequent life to it. Pretty amazing. Wow, it is amazing overall. Can you imagine just finding something in your life that you start pursuing or you just start doing and it changes your direction? You start to get involved in it. You devote yourself to it. Imagine for a moment that something happened in your life and because of that event, you ended up devoting your life to something completely different where you had started from. In this case, we're talking about the game of bridge. I know very little about the game of bridge. I will admit that up front. Other than it's a card game for fun and for serious competition or competitors. I was reading the other day that it is often said that the game of bridge, that within the game of bridge, competitiveness tends to reveal people's true nature. Competitiveness tends to reveal people's true natures. That's a very interesting phrase. Well, we know that competition is part of life, and in some way, shape, or form, we all compete to win at something. Whether it's in the form of competition in teams or against other people, or maybe we compete against ourselves, choosing interests that test our abilities to improve. As I was reading about the game of bridge, I noted some interesting thoughts from some of its more noted players, and almost like life lessons, if you wish. For example, in bridge, you need to look let go of both successes and failures to move on. An interesting lesson learned. Another lesson learned is in bridge that you need to set people up for success is paramount in a team and partnership game. So, hey, do you want to set up people for success? And the final lesson learned was that there are no certainties that everyone is in the same place, which is, I thought, was a very interesting statement also in the game of bridge. As I read the various thoughts and lessons learned from champion bridge players, I couldn't help but see the parallels that fit with everyday people's lives. Whether in business or your career or your personal life, even if you know nothing about bridge, there's probably some parallels and lessons that we can actually learn. So here's what we're going to do today. As I gave the show some thought today, I wondered who could share their journey with us. Someone who knows something about business, something about career, something about personal life, and of course, something particularly about bridge, because I wanted to sort of have a show and discussion about bridge. So, you know, who do I know, right? I had to sort of search around a bit, and it just happened I know a competitive bridge player, someone who has joined me on the show before to discuss business and other topics. And as luck would have it, John Hindle was available to come and chat with us today. Now, if you don't know anything about John, I'll give you the basics. He's a successful businessman, an entrepreneur, a professional speaker. I think he's a bit of an assistant or to small business people, and he is a competitive bridge player, and he'll let you know whether he's competitive or not. I think John is very competitive. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Richard.
It's always fun to have you on, John. I always enjoy our conversations. Even before we start off a show, you always hit me with something that gets me asking you all sorts of additional questions.
Well, that's part of my charm, I guess.
Part of your charm. I think it's always good to let our listeners know a little bit about the guests. So why don't we just start off there, John? You and I have now known each other probably for 8 or 10 years, but let's just get a little bit of your background first. I know that you used to be involved in sports, and maybe we can start from there. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I guess baseball was a huge part of my life. And that culminated when I was the general manager of the Goldeyes. That was a kind of a dream job for me. And I did that for the first 8 years. And I then, you know, when I moved back to my business and I was looking for what's next. And it just so happened that my lifetime buddy was retiring and he was really worried about it. He didn't know what to do in his retirement. And I said, why don't we play bridge again? Because we used to play bridge back in university.
Oh, that would have been a long time ago.
Hey, Richard, you're right.
Be nicer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But anyways, that's how this whole bridge thing started, that we started going to a bridge club and playing. And it was just so much fun. We kept doing it.
Well, for our listeners that don't know too much about bridge, other than it's a card game, what is bridge?
Well, I'm pretty sure the greatest card game ever invented. I mean, it is played by hundreds of thousands of people all around the world. And it's a complicated game, but at the same time, it's a game that you can learn and you can play it at any level. The first time I saw bridge was at the kitchen table with my mom and dad. And they just had so much fun playing the game that I just took an interest in it. And I don't know how often that happens to people these days with computers and so on, but that's how I first got interested in bridge and the fact that they were having so much fun playing it. And then when I got into it, I learned so much more. It is a huge challenge for your brain. In fact, bridge as a whole, the ACBL is the umbrella organization in North America. They are connected with the Alzheimer's Society because they have studies that show things like this, where you're using your brain to play a card game where you really have to think, is good for preventing dementia and things like Alzheimer's.
Yeah, so always using your mind on some kind of activity. Mm-hmm. And bridge allows you to do that, is from what I'm saying, or from what I'm hearing you say. You mentioned an organization, ACLO, did I get that?
ACBL. It's the American Contract Bridge League. So they're out of Missouri, but this organization, you know, this is where there's hundreds of thousands of people all connected to the same organization. And they promote the game. I mean, their job is to promote the game. That's why they exist. So there's people all over the place that belong to this organization, and they hold tournaments, and you can go. You can play at any level that you want in bridge. You can play at your kitchen table and have fun, or you can play in the North American or the World Championships and have fun.
And go from there. So I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the art of playing bridge and where you can play it. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. I'm hanging out with John Hindle today. John, I'm going to call you an expert bridge player. Is that okay if I say that?
Well, sure. You'll be the only one calling me that, but that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. How about a competitive bridge player?
That's fair.
That's fair. Okay. Just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the bridge organizational structure, and you were tying it into the intellectual challenge of bridge. For the people that actually participate, whether for fun or competitively. Maybe you could dig a little bit deeper into the ACBL for us and tell us a little bit more. I know that you brought a magazine, so you have some thoughts on this.
Well, this is where the rules of bridge came from. I think the ACBL puts out this huge booklet I brought just to show you how complicated the game can be.
Yeah. Yeah, now, we'll read one law at one time.
Well, for sure. And I can't. I have taken a course on trying to understand the laws because I was interested in that. But I think most people that play the game play it for two reasons. This challenge, every single time you get dealt a hand of cards, it's a challenge to figure out what's the proper way to bid those cards and then what's the proper way to play those cards.
Is bridge, first of all, this for our listeners who don't know anything about bridge, is bridge played individually or is it played in teams and pairs?
Well,
if you're sitting around a bridge table, how many people are at the table?
Four. There's four people at the table, and this person sitting across from you is your partner. So it is a pair game.
Yes.
Now, there are team games where you have your other partners are at another table playing against, you know, whoever you're playing against, their partners. But I think most people, it's a pair game.
Yeah.
And it's very important. I really liked what you read about Michael Lawrence, your quote at the beginning, because, first of all, he's one of the best there's ever been at teaching.
Yeah, he's known. He's known, right? Yeah.
But that whole thing about your partnership, I can assure you that this game, I was going to say the second part of the game besides the mind challenge is the camaraderie and the relationships you build with people. You're all playing the same game, and while the game's being played, especially at a competitive level, it's relatively quiet in the building because you can't talk while you're playing duplicate bridge. Bridge is the game, is the game, but duplicate is the big thing that the ACBL does. And duplicate bridge, just so I can define that for you,
please,
is everybody in the room is going to play the same cards that you play. So the cards are put into a little tray, and it comes to your table, and everybody plays the cards. And then when you're done, you move that tray to the next table. And those people then play the exact same cards you just played. So the game is scored not by whether you have all the aces and kings. The game is scored by how did you do with those cards compared to how did the next guy do with those cards.
Okay.
And that takes a lot of the luck out of the game of bridge. Because you can sit down at the kitchen table and never get any good cards, and the game for some people then wouldn't be as interesting. But at a duplicate game, it doesn't matter whether you get high cards or not. It matters how you play what you did get.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So that's the big difference in duplicate, and that's what that challenge really is what sparked my interest.
Okay.
Because, yes, I just love to play the game, and we'll on our fishing trips, we will play bridge sometimes. But the competitive side of it where you're playing, comparing yourself to how somebody else did with the exact same cards, that's a fun challenge for me.
No, I could see that. So what I hear is the duplicate bridge playing is more the competitive side, and then the non-duplicate, which would be just sitting around a table and whatever cards are dealt is what you play, is more for the fun side. Or do you get competition in sort of the fun side too?
Well,
I mean, other than the standard competition, but when I'm talking competition now, I'm not talking about individual or personal competition in the sense of you innately. I'm talking about a more of an extrinsic competition that you are in a competitive game.
Yeah, I think that's then an accurate way to describe it. Duplicate bridge is where the competitiveness comes in, because that's where these huge tournaments that I've been able to go to, like I've been to tournaments in St. Louis and Reno. We just came back from Honolulu in December. So yes, I'm playing bridge, and that's why I went there. But there's a lot more to. I've never been anywhere where I didn't go and do something else and see where I was at and enjoy the full experience. So, yes, I think all those are duplicate games where you're playing there under this umbrella of this competition.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. What's your involvement with the organization that you were just talking about?
Well, I became there's units, bridge units that all are affiliated with the ACBL, and I became the president of the Manitoba chapter 2 years ago because a good friend of mine wasn't feeling great and needed some help, and I wanted to pitch in and help her and to help bridge the bridge community. I mean, I've enjoyed it so much these past 6 or 7 years I've been doing it that I wanted to give back something. So all these people are all volunteers, and they just try to keep the game growing and keep people engaged and hold our local tournaments, that somebody has to coordinate all of that. And I've really enjoyed doing that, and I really giving back to bridge is an easy thing for me because it's been a significant part of the last few years of my life.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Now, you sound to me like you play for fun, but you play competitively too.
Yes, yeah, I think people would probably tell you that my competitive streak that I've had my whole life, it's part of me. It comes out at the bridge table that I want to do as well as I can do and challenge myself. And I had the incredible good fortune that when my buddy, is my lifetime buddy, wants to play bridge with me, that we were able to go and do things, even these trips. I mean, I'm going with my buddy. So yeah, we're in St. Louis, but I went to Busch Stadium and got my picture taken with Stan Musial's, you know, statue. Like, there's more than just bridge to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I talk to people around the bridge community here, there's, like, 20 of us went to Honolulu, And a lot of these people, these friendships that they've developed, that they go and do things with, came from the Bridge community.
Well, they're part of the community.
So it's a significant part of enjoying the game. You have to have fun while you're doing it, because the game itself is going to challenge you, and some days it'll be better than others.
So I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break, and I think we'll continue on with the interesting places that you've gone, and let's find out about some of the interesting people you've met, because I think you've met some stellar people in the world that play bridge. This is Richard Land for SAP Success. We'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back. I'm hanging out with John Hindle today, and we're talking about the game of bridge, the card game. I guess it's internationally known. People play it for fun. People play it for personal competitiveness, but people play it in solid competitions, and they learn a lot of things from it, from mind challenging to building relationships. And on that note, just before we went for break, John, I said, you know what, tell us about some of the places you've gone, like the furthest you've gone maybe in competitive bridge, and then who are some of the people that you've met along the way, and tell us some stories that involve that.
Well, it's a pretty fun ride we've had. See, when we won this, in one of the tournaments that we were in, you had to win at the local level.
Sure.
And the top three teams at our level, and we're actually, believe it or not, in our section, it's called, it includes all of Ontario and then Southern Manitoba.
Yeah, so when you say local level sections, you're talking about Manitoba and Ontario.
Yes.
Okay, that's a level. Okay, then where do you go from there?
So we came in, I think, second that time, and we were sent to St. Louis to play, to represent our area. Like, we considered it representing Canada. There are four sections in Canada, but so we were representing Canada in this tournament. And we weren't probably ready for that type of success. We were playing now against very good bridge players, and we didn't do all that well. But if you ask Jeff, or you're asking me, what do you think about that trip to St. Louis, we would tell you it was fabulous. So here's what we did. We get there the day before. We're all excited. And the tournament hasn't even started yet. And I said, could we watch anybody play bridge right now? Is there any other tournament going on? And he said, well, yeah, you go into this room right here. And if you go to that table over there, I'm pretty sure they'll let you sit and watch them. And we did over. You have to ask if you're going to sit at a table and watch people play bridge. These are the world champions from Norway.
Oh, okay.
Nicest guys in their Now, I didn't understand some of what they were bidding. It's kind of complex. But it was so much fun to sit there. And I thought, how many times do you get to sit in something that you're there to participate and you're sitting or... Now, we weren't playing against the world champions,
but
we were watching them. And it was just a phenomenal situation for us.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you my best story.
Sure.
This is the third time we've been to represent us in this tournament. We're in Kansas City. And we're playing very well, and it's really going pretty good, and we're getting anxious because it's like a four-day tournament. So have to keep plugging away. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And we pull up to the hotel. We were staying at a bed and breakfast, and we were driving in and staying at the hotel. And so we had parked a little ways away, and we were walking up to the hotel, and this big black limousine pulls up. Three limousines, two, like, they're all black SUVs type. And so they all pull up right to the front door. And out of the front car jumps out two guys, big guys.
Security, probably.
Security. Out of the back jumps out two guys. This is clearly somebody in the middle car of significance, I would say. And so we're standing 20 feet away, and out from the car steps Bill Gates. The richest man on earth,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, one of the top. Well, yeah.
Certainly one of the top. And he is clearly could be doing anything he wanted. He's playing bridge at this same tournament I am, but he has to bring four bodyguards with him anywhere he goes just in case some crazy decides to do something. And I just thought, wow, this is like, we're pretty cool. So we had another buddy with us, and he was assigned as our bodyguard for the rest of the tournament.
Oh, is that what you did? Did you actually go and rent a black car?
Yeah, no,
we didn't. You didn't go that far. Maybe put some stickers on there. We're important, too. Yeah, it is amazing who you will actually meet when you compete. Well, that's interesting. I didn't mean to rhyme that, but I mean, when you start to go to these kind of events and that, did you have any like particular memorable moments during this particular bridge game or one of the big ones that you were involved in?
Well, I guess one of the most memorable moments of my life is we're playing in that tournament, that exact same tournament. And on the last day we were playing and we were doing reasonably well. This is the North American Championships that we're in.
Okay, it's good to say that, yeah.
And the very last hand of the night is a hand that I'm playing. Every other table, there's a room full, like it's the size of the convention center. There's hundreds of tables of bridge. And we are the very last hand finishing off that last hand of bridge. And I'm playing the contract, it's called, and I noticed that the silence around me, it was just deafening, and I looked around, and I'm the only person playing cards in the convention center.
With three other people.
So our table is the last one. Anyways, we play, and we enter. Everything's entered into a computer, and the computer instantly analyzes how did you do, and a PA announcement is made a few seconds later saying that the winner of the tournament we were in was a couple from Michigan, and coming second from Winnipeg, Canada was Jeff and I.
Yeah.
And that moment when they announced that and all that work that went into, not work, but the... We put some time into it to try and get better, and then we struggled through 4 days of it. And then for somebody to say, to announce that, I'll tell you, I've won baseball championships and whatever else I've done in my life, that moment was pretty special.
You know what? And do you recall what day that was on? Was that like one of the final days or one of the early days?
What do you mean?
Because you said it's usually a 4-day competition.
Oh, so that's at the end of the fourth day.
Oh, really? The end of the fourth day. Wow. So you got right to the end of the fourth day.
We did, and that
you were
and
like
we came
the top
second.
Two. You came second, yeah.
Which was, so we have our picture in the magazine that I've been reading for a few years, our picture's in the magazine. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
You know what? The question I would ask then is that you came in second, which is awesome. And I had this quote here, bridge. And I know I took this from expert bridge players in that, but a bridge, you need to let go of both successes and failures to move on, which, I really like that sort of statement, in that sense. But do you remember what it was like or what it felt like to be in that just very moment at that point in time?
I absolutely remember it. I could bring it back to mind in an instant. And that quote you just made is the number one success to being a good bridge player. What happened in the last hand does not matter anymore. You have new cards and a new hand. And the people that are able to refocus immediately on the new hand and the new cards are the ones that are successful. And we've battled through this ourselves, but I've seen people at the table, they're still worried about something that happened 3 hands ago and they're not focusing on what they're currently doing. And so it is a huge factor in being a successful bridge player.
So what was the feeling that you had, though, about being right to the top end and then not quite making the grade?
It was one... My first thing was gratitude to my partner, Jeff, because we had gone through a lot to make that happen, and we had to have... We actually had a code set between us, a private code saying, hey, you're not focusing on this hand... Stand up, walk around your chair, go to the bathroom, do whatever you have to do, but come back and refocus. And just the fact that we had, like when I prepared for a championship baseball game, I mentally prepared myself. Well, we mentally prepared ourselves to play in a tournament like this. And I think that focus and that staying on point was the reason that we were able to do so well.
That's awesome. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to John about what's next for him in the game of bridge. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Set for Success. I'm hanging with John Hindall, and John was going to tell us about really the future of bridge for him. You know, John, it sounds to me like you're having many adventures when it comes to bridge. What is sort of this future of bridge for you? And maybe for the, well, the whole space, the whole local area. What's up?
Well, that's a good question, Richard. I want to keep playing. I love playing. See, one thing about bridge is that you never quit learning. You can continually grow and learn more about the game. See, the reason bridge is probably the most complex card game there is because there's two parts to it. You're playing the cards, which is in every game,
but
you also do this bidding to determine what the trump suit's going to be and how many tricks you have to take for that hand. And that, there are all kinds of systems that people create. In fact, you have to have a card in front of you when you play at a tournament telling them exactly what every bid means. You can't make a bid that is secret from the opposition. They have a right to know what every single one of your bids means. So the key though for me, and in Bridge Manitoba, is when I became their president, the key for me was to help grow the game, to help other people understand this is a game that you should seriously consider getting involved in. So I took some of my skills that me and you and our group have come from being a professional speaker, and we've created a program that's a 5-hour program. So you do it in one day and learn how to play bridge. So we do that 3 times a year, and then if anybody enjoys that and want to continue, then there are lessons. We have teachers over there that give lessons on beginner lessons. And then there are games over there. They're not all as competitive as I'm talking about. We have something called supervised play where you're playing. It's a card. You're playing bridge, but you're able to talk at the table. You're able, at the end of every hand, you can analyze the hand, and you have somebody who's helping guide you or teach you. So once you've done that for a while and you're more comfortable, then you can go to some games. There's a limited number of, it's called master points. Like every time you play in a tournament, you get these points. Like, we're not getting rich. I mean, I'm sure some people are playing bridge professionally, but I think everybody I know is playing bridge mostly for
fun.
But we do get these points. And as your points build up, you get into a new category and whatever. So some of the games over there at Bridge Manitoba at the center, which is at 2050 Chevrier, by the way, if anybody was wanting to know, that's in Fort Garry, that some games, they're beginner players. And then you move up to maybe intermediate players, and then you move up to an open game where it could be anybody. But there's nothing wrong with playing against players that are better than you.
Well,
because
that's how you learn,
you certainly learn in a hurry that here's what they do and you see what they do. So I always enjoy playing against the absolute best possible players that you can.
I'm curious, you know, I'm going to ask a question relating to bridge, but then relating to real life. What do you think are some of the lessons that you learned or somebody can learn from bridge that relate to everyday life or their business?
Well, lots. This relationship with your partner, like, you know, in business or in life as a whole, you have to get along with people. And you have to treat your partner like gold if you want them to excel. It doesn't help any if you're critiquing or ridiculing them on a continual basis. You have to appreciate them. Everybody's doing the best they can do at the table. And I think the people that develop that relationship with their partner, regardless of what level they're playing bridge at, those are the people that A, enjoy the game the most, and B, progress the fastest because they're on the same page with somebody. And so that, to me, is the number one life lesson that bridge will bring you.
And it sounds to me like that's a life lesson that would go for any partnership, whether a marriage or a business partnership or just somebody you're working with, a coworker, where you have the partner and they get something done.
And then the second part is it's personal. It's this analytical side of the game. So you can look at cards and go, okay, what are the probabilities if you do this that the other team will have this? And you actually can go through that process and compute it. And it engages my brain in a way that just exhilarates me. So when I play bridge, that is, I mean, you ask me, am I having fun? I might look serious at times, but I am absolutely having fun.
You're engaging analytically.
I'm computing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. Now, of course, my buddy Jeff was, he's like a social animal. So he's in between hands where he's visiting and having fun with people because that helped him connect with people and it helped him relieve any stress that was being created by thinking too much.
Yeah.
So Bridge has got it all.
So that's a very interesting thing because I'm an introvert, right? An ambivert. And let me make sure I pronounce that correctly. So I'm a mixture between introvert and extrovert. I'm like a 51-49% type.
Ah.
And so sometimes I can be exhilarated by people. Other times they just exhaust me. And I can imagine being that situation because you know me well. I'm highly analytical. And would you agree with that?
I would agree, yes.
Yeah. So I can imagine you're getting me to think about, you know, playing the game of bridge, but then how much analytic space would it engage? And how exhausted I'd be afterwards.
Well, you can do it at any amount. I mean, some people come once a week or once a month. I guess some people play almost every day.
On a regular basis.
So that's up to you. You control that aspect of it, how much. We've created this system whereby you can come in knowing absolutely nothing, and in one day, I mean, I can't make you an expert bridge player.
No, but you have
day,
the base, you have the fundamentals.
I can certainly get you going into the path and you determine, hey, this sounds interesting. Let's go to the next step and the next step.
So you're talking about a training program that you've developed. If somebody wanted to know more about that training program, how would they go about connecting with you to find out about it?
Well, they can go to the website, which is bridgemanitoba.com.
Yep.
They can contact me personally if they'd like information, which is john@johnhindle.com.
So john@johnhindle.com.
Yeah.
And so those are two good ways to connect with you.
Sure. And then you can look in the newspaper. Every Monday in the newspaper, there's actually a huge list of places you can go and play bridge.
Oh, now, that's some pretty of them, amazing. I didn't know that.
Some of them aren't duplicates. Some of them are like in a church community and but a lot of them are duplicate. They usually say duplicate if they are. And then Bridge Manitoba, like at this building on Chevrier, we have games virtually every day.
Every day. You also talked a little bit about, because we're in a little bit about lessons learned, that you talked about focus in one of the other segments, that it really helps you to focus. Can you expand on that a little bit more?
Well, I think... Okay, as far as life lessons goes.
Yeah, that's where I was tying it into.
Even when I coach people in business, what I find is that they're not focused. They're focused on something that either is old news or isn't actually getting the goal they just told me they wanted to get to. And so I find in Bridge, it's the same way that people can be all over the place and they're not focused on what's right in front of them.
Mm.
And I think if you do focus on what's in front of you, you have more success.
All right. So maybe it creates a little bit more clarity. John, you're always a blast to have on the show. I've learned more about Bridge in today's show that I've known my whole life. And who knows, maybe you'll get me out to play a card game or two.
Hey, this next Learn How to Play in One Day is on April 13th.
Well, there you go. If you had a final thought for listeners, what would it be?
Come on out and try this game. I'll tell you, it's not. I don't mean to gain with this. This isn't my business.
Yeah.
I just know it's enjoyable and it can actually make it very fulfilling for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. John, I always enjoy you on the show as a guest. You're awesome. Love your background in the sports area. Like the fact that you're pursuing other interests, and Bridge is one of the big ones. For our listeners, you know, thank you for tuning in. And if you have a thought, an idea or a question, just email me at richard@setforsuccess.ca. And I do want you to remember to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.